God bless you on today for joining me for a power up and a moment of prayer. However, I don't just want you to listen to me pray. I want you to engage your faith. Open up your spirit so that we can see the hand of God move upon the circumstances and the situations in which we are bringing before the throne of grace on today. With the knowledge that there is no problem, no situation, no sickness or disease that stands higher than the power of God, we pray with great expectations, knowing that God can and will move on our behalf. Today's power up will be from Mark chapter 4, starting at the 37th verse. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. The 38th verse says, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou that thou we perish? 39th verse says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Last verse, 40th. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? How is it, after watching Jesus minister all day long and teach the people all day long, and you see miracles, signs, and wonders, and you see people getting healed, and you see people getting houses, and we see people getting cars, and we see God turning things around, how is it that we yet still don't have any faith? Okay? As soon as the wind get to blowing a little bit and the water seem like it's going to capsize the ship that we in, the ship that we call life, as soon as it seem like trouble going to overtake us, how do we not have any faith? How is it that the first thing that comes out of our mouth is, it looked like God might have forgot about me, I don't know what's going on? How is it that we yet still don't have any faith? God is going to deliver. He has not forgotten about us. He has not forgotten about our situation. He has not forgotten about our circumstances. He just wants us to be still and know that He is God. Know that He is God. Know that He is yet still able to do exactly what He promised that He is going to do. He didn't forget about the situation. He's staying still and hoping that you remember that He is God. Because sometimes that we forget that He is God, and He can't move unless our faith is in alignment with the will that He has for our lives. And we are not in agreement with our own deliverance. There is nothing that God can do. He's going to move according to our faith. So when you find yourself in a situation and you don't have any faith to believe that you can get out of it, then you're going to stay in it, because He can't move without your faith. Your faith is the vehicle that God requires in order to move in your situation. In this story right here, we see that He didn't say little faith. He said, how is it that you have no faith? Because you can't just believe that I'm going to save you in the middle of the storm. You're going to believe that God going to get you out of the storm. You got to believe that God is going to destroy the storm. You got to believe that God is going to possess the storm. And He's going to make it good and for you. Okay? If the storm don't ever stop blowing, it's just not going to blow your way. That's what we got to believe. We got to believe that God, the favor of the Lord, is going to be with us every moment of our lives. We can't get weary in our well-doing. We can't get stumbling and falling and crying and disbelieving. We got to hold on to what we know God will answer, and that's by our faith. He will answer according to our faith. He will answer if we cry out to Him. He will answer if we believe that He can. We can't just say it, but we got to believe that He can and that He will answer. Allow that word to take root in your spirit as we enter into the place of prayer.
And we cannot access that power with sin in our lives. And on today, we want to be washed. On today, we want to be purified. On today, we want to be holy. On today, we want to be acceptable. God, we want to know that you are listening. We want to know that we got the attention of the high places. We want to know that we are able to make a righteous petition moan before your presence on this morning. And we can't do that unless we be washed. We can't do that unless we be purified. We can't do that unless we be made over. So on this morning, Spirit of the Living God, make us over on today that we might be like you. Make us over on today that we might stand up and know that you are God on the inside of us, that you are God concerning us, that you are God all around us, and that you're going to do what need to be done concerning us. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. You are God and you are God alone. And we got to say thank you on this morning, understanding that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Understanding on today that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule, and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. And we magnify your name and we glorify your name, for your name alone is mighty upon the face of the earth. Your name alone is righteous upon the face of the earth. And we're lifting up your name. We're giving you glory on this morning, understanding that no matter what the enemy is trying, no matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what the enemy is doing, that you are yet still God, and all power is in the palm of your hand. And when we lean on you, and when we depend on you, you're going to do what need to be done on behalf of us. You're going to do what need to be done concerning us. You are the great I am, the living God. You are the great I am, the righteous God. You are the great I am, the holy God. And you are moving by your power, and you're moving by your spirit, and you're moving by your anointing, no matter what come, and no matter what goes, you have the authority to stop the line at any time that you think that it need to be stopped. And you're going to do what's right on behalf of your children. You're going to do what's right on behalf of the ones that call you Father. You're going to do what's right on behalf of the ones that claim you as King. You are God, and you are God alone, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your spirit, and you're moving by your anointing, and no matter what comes, and no matter what goes, you are God, the King of glory, and you're going to do what need to be done by the authority and the power of the blood. You're moving by your anointing. You're moving by your spirit. You're moving by your authority. You are God. You are King of kings. You are God. You are Lord of lords. You are God. You are mighty in battle, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Understanding on today that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, that you are the King of glory, that you are God Almighty, that you reign and you rule, and you're doing what no matter no other enemy can overturn, that you're working like only you can work, and no matter how the enemy might try, he is never more mightier than you, he is never more righteous than you, he is never more powerful than you, and you're gonna get the final say so in the midst of everything that we are facing. The final say so belong to the King of Kings. The final say so belong to the Lord of Lords. The final say so belong to the great I am. You are God. You are God alone. And you're moving by your authority. And you're moving by your power. And you're moving by your spirit. You are King. You are righteous. You are awesome. You are holy, and you are moving, and you're working, and you're doing what need to be done on today. And we magnify you, and we glorify you. You are God, the King of glory, and you're doing what need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, cover my mother on today, as she ride, as she drive, as she do what need to be done on today. Cover her from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet, that no weapon that try to form against her body is going to be able to prosper. And by the anointing and the power of the blood, every tongue that rises up against her, it is going to be condemned, that you're getting in her lungs, that you're getting in a body, that you're getting in a movement, you're getting in a reflexes, and you're moving by your authority, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your spirit, that no matter what, you are God, the King of glory. No matter what, you are God, your Lord Almighty. No matter what, you're doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do, and we magnify you on today. You are King, you are righteous, you are holy, and you're doing what you can on behalf of my mother. You are keeping her, you are shielding her, you are protecting her, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise on today in the name of Jesus, God. Spirit of the living God, look down upon us, your people, upon the face of this earth. And what we need you to do is we need you to lead us, and we need you to guide us, and show us that which we need to do. Show us which way you want us to move. Understanding on today that you got all power, you got all knowledge, all the things that are happening in the spirit that we know nothing about, they are in your hands. You already know what's coming. And mighty God, on this morning, we're petitioning the throne of grace for holy direction, that whatsoever we need to do, that we're able to get it done. We're petitioning the throne of grace on this morning, that you might release us into the place of wisdom, that you might release us into the place of insight and preparation, that you might release us into the place that we'll know what to do, when to do it, and how to get it done. On this morning, we want to say thank you for the provisions that you are yet still allowing to come in our home. On this morning, we want to say thank you that clean water is yet still running into our homes. We want to say thank you that electricity is still being released into our homes. We understand on today that you, God, it's your anointing, it's your power, it's your authority that have the ability to keep these things flowing. And on this morning, we don't even take that for granted. We say thank you for what you're doing in the name of Jesus. Our natural resources are yet still being delivered that we might partake in the simple things that make life what they are in the name of Jesus. You are God, the King of glory, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. We give you honor right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, you are King, you are mighty in battle, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Understanding on today, that no matter what comes, and no matter what goes, and we lean and we depend on you, you're going to navigate us through everything, every hard time, every test, and every trial. You're going to navigate us through this in the name of Jesus, and we magnify your name, for you are God, the King of glory. We magnify your name, for you are God, your Lord Almighty, you reign reign and you rule. And you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. You are God, and you are God alone. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, God, your name alone is worthy. Is worthy of the honor, is worthy of the glory, is worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are mighty in battle. And we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. We magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. You are the great I am. You are holy, you're worthy, and we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, understanding all today that it's because of who you are that we can know that everything is going to be all right. It's because of who you are that we understand that the winds may blow and the rain might fall, but everything is going to be all right because you are God and you are God alone, and because that is who you are. We don't got to be concerned about what the enemy is doing. All we got to do is hold on and know that we've been pre-authorized to go through this. If we trust on you, if we lean on you, if we depend on you, you're going to bring us through this. You're going to take us through because you are God. And we saying thank you in advance for the ending that you've already released. We're saying thank you in advance for the strength that you've already released. We're saying thank you in advance that you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. We're saying thank you in advance that you're moving by your authority and by your anointing and by your spirit. We're saying thank you in advance in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God alone. And we're giving you glory, and we're giving you honor, and we're giving you praise right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule, and we glorify you right now. You reign and you rule, and we magnify you right now. You reign and you rule, and we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are God, the King of Kings. You are God, your Lord of Lords. You are God, the mighty I am. You are God, you're worthy of it all. You are God. You are mighty. You are righteous. You are holy. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. Your name alone is worthy. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you are God alone. And we give you honor right now. You are God, and you are God alone, and we give you praise right now. You are God, and you are God alone, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor, and we bless you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are King of glory, understanding that you are God Almighty, understanding that you reign and you rule, and we give it to your honor, we give it to your glory, and we give it to your praise on this morning in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, look down upon Tashima on today, and mighty God, keep this woman in the palm of your hand, wrap her up in your peace, wrap her up in your love, wrap her up in your joy. Don't let the enemy sift her like wheat, but Lord, you keep her. Lord, you shield her. Lord, you protect her from the thing that the enemy want to use to take her down, from the thing the enemy want to use to cause her to lose her mind. You are God. You are King of glory. You are God. You are Lord Almighty, and you got her, and you are protecting her, and you keeping her, that no matter what, the enemy don't get no victory, that no matter what, the enemy don't get no praise, that no matter what, the enemy don't get no glory. You are God, and you're doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do on behalf of Tashima. You're moving, and you're working, and you're detangling the thing that the enemy want to use. Detangle her up. You're detangling the thing that the enemy want to use to bind her up. You are God. You are King of Kings. You are God. You are Lord of Lords. And you're moving by your authority. You're moving by your anointing. You're moving by your spirit. That no matter what, you are God. You are King. And you're working it out. You're turning around. You're working it out. You're turning around. You're working it out. You're turning it around. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You are God, and you're mighty in battle. You are God, and you're righteous in battle. You are God. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You are God, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that no matter what, you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign, and you rule. And we give you praise, and we give you honor, and we give you glory right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that you are God, and you're going to do what need to be done. You are God, and you're able to take care of even this. And we say thank you, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're looking down even upon Shamar on today, and you got this man in the palm of your hand, and you're strengthening him, and you're giving him that which he need in order to stand in a time like this, that no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what he's trying, you are God, the King of glory, and you are moving by your anointing, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your spirit, that no matter what, you God are going to get the glory. No matter what, you God are going to get the honor. No matter what, you God are going to get the praise. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are mighty righteous. You're holy God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you are God alone. And we give you honor right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're going to do what need to be done to protect this man of God, that no matter what, you're going to take care of him in the midst of this, and the enemy won't be able to burden him down, and the enemy won't be able to shackle him up. But mighty God, you're putting your hand on his physical body, and you're regulating everything from the crown of his head to the very sole of his feet, that no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, and no weapon that want to form against him is able to prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. That mighty God, you're visiting his body on the day, and you're taking care of this, and you're seeing about that, and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. You're giving him peace in the midst of chaos. You're giving him peace in the midst of turmoil. You're giving him peace where the enemy don't want him to have no peace. You're releasing peace. You're releasing joy. You're releasing hope in the midst of this that want to look hopeless. You are God, and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. We're giving you glory. We're giving you honor. We're giving you praise right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that you're looking down even upon Miss Paula on today. And mighty God, no matter how many arrows the enemy sent her way, there's a hedge that they cannot penetrate. That no matter what the enemy want to do, he can't do any harm unto this woman. For you got her covered from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet in the mighty name of Jesus, and she is remaining in the shadow of the Almighty God, where the enemy can't touch her, where the enemy can't talk, can't do nothing but stand at a distance and be angry at the things that you are releasing into her hands. But no matter what, the devil don't get no victory because she is covered. The devil don't get no victory because she is shielded. The devil don't get no victory because she is protected by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God alone, and you're moving and you're working and you're doing what Miss Paula need done even in her physical body. The enemy don't get no victory, and everything that want to look like sickness, it's got to dry up and die. Everything that want to come to hinder, it's got to dry up and die by the authority and the anointing of the blood. Everything inside of this woman is being called in into divine alignment by the anointing and the power of the blood. You are God, and you're raising her up. You are God, and you're fortifying her. You are God, and you're moving by your anointing. You are God, and you're moving by your power. You are God, and you're moving by your spirit. You are God, and you're moving in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule, and you're doing what need to be done. You are God, and we say thank you, and we give you glory. You are God, and we say thank you, and we give you honor. You are God, and we say thank you, and we give you praise in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. That is who you are, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. We glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you are God, and you are God alone. And we bless you, and we magnify you, and we praise your most holy name right now in the name of Jesus. Holy God, mighty God, righteous God, awesome God, that is who you are. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, look down upon Miss Annie's body on today, that no matter what the enemy has sent, it can't take root. It can't take resonance. That you are the God, the mighty neutralizer, and you're uprooting every sickness and every manner of disease. Every demonic sending that's been released against this woman is being uprooted and destroyed. For you are God, God. You got all power in the palm of your hands. And when you show up, the enemy gotta bow down. And when you show up, the enemy enemy gotta flee when you show up. Every wrong thing has gotta be made right when you show up. You're gonna do that which need to be done when you show up. You're moving and you're working and you're doing what only you can do, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're moving by your anointing. You're moving by your power. You're moving by your spirit, and you're doing what Miss Annie need done. And no matter what the devil taught, he don't get the final say so. No matter what he say, he don't get the final say so. You're the King of Glory, and you're moving, and you're working, and you're doing what need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the Living God. On this morning, where Sheila is concerned, I need you to show up and do what need to be done. That whatsoever this is that the enemy has sent, it ain't nothing but a shadow, in the name of Jesus. And we know, God, that a shadow, it can't do us no harm. But mighty God, on this morning, don't let the shadow cause her to lose her faith. Don't let the shadow cause her to get scared. Don't let the shadow cause her to become who she is not, but that she'll stand up and know that you are God. Even when it look like this, you are God. Even when it seem like this, you are God. And you're gonna do what need to be done inside of Sheila's body. You're gonna move by your power, and you're gonna move by your anointing. You're gonna move by your authority. And no matter what, you are God, the King of Glory, and you're gonna do what need to be done in the name of Jesus. And mighty God, we're saying thank you in advance for the release, for the thing that you're taking care of before it get a name. You're taking care of it before it's identified. You're taking care of it. You are God, and you're doing what need to be done. And we're saying thank you in advance in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor. Worthy of the glory. Worthy of the praise. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. You are God, you reign and you rule. And we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are moving. Understanding that you are working. Understanding that you are doing what need to be done. For your name alone is mighty. For your name alone is righteous. For your name alone is holy. And we saying thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is great, greatly to be praised. Your name alone is awesome. Awesome is your name. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we say thank you right now, for you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We say thank you, Father, that you're looking down in the Spriggs household, and you're taking care of them, and you're seeing about them, and you're releasing that which is held up. You are God, and you are the God of the releaser. And no matter what the enemy wanted to seem like, you yet still got everything in the palm of your hand. Mighty God, that the righteous, but they are never going to be forsaken, and your seed ain't never got to beg for bread, that you are going to do what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. You're taking care of them. You're seeing about them where their names are written. You're visiting their names and you're releasing them into the place where you want the Spriggs family to stand. You're releasing them into the place where you want them to abide, that no matter what the devil's saying and no matter what the devil trying You are God, the King of glory, and you're moving, and you're working, and you're doing what need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are God. You are God alone. And we glorify you right now in the name of Jesus, God, for your name alone is worthy. And we say thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you're looking down upon the Barr family on today. You're covering them. You're protecting them. You're keeping them from harm and danger. That no matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what the enemy is trying, you are God and you are God alone. And what you speak is final. What you say is complete. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You are righteous in battle. And you're going to do that which need to be done. And we glorify your most holy name. You're going to do that which need to be done. And we magnify your most holy name. You're going to do that which need to be done. For you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And you're doing that which only you can do. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. We give you honor right now in the name of Jesus. You are God and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now, for your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. You are God and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy. Your name alone is awesome. Your name alone is excellent. Your name alone is King of Kings. Your name alone is Lord of Lords. Your name alone is the great I Am. And we say thank you right now in the righteous name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, continue to provide and supply that which Calvin stand in need of on this morning. You, God, know his story better than I. You understand his situation better than I. And you are the God that sit high and look low and take care of every small thing that need to be taken care of. You are the God that sit high and look lower and take care of a big thing that need to be taken care of. So God, see about Calvin. Make a way for him. See, God, what need to be done, and navigate his footsteps according to the will that you got upon his life, that the enemy don't get the victory, but the victory remains in the camp of the ones that believe you, that are trusting you, and knowing that you are God, that you're going to see about this man, and you're going to do what this man need done by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, God. Spirit of the living God, you work and you move and you do what need to be done. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you're taking care of him in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, look down upon Janelle on today and the situation that she find herself in, that no matter what the devil try, that you, God, you get the victory. That no matter what the devil say, you, God, you will get the victory. That no matter what the devil trying to set up, you, God, you will get the victory. And by the power and the anointing of the blood, you're working things out on Janelle's behalf. You're moving by your power on Janelle's behalf. You're moving by your spirit on Janelle's behalf. You are King. You are God. You are mighty righteous. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor. Worthy of the glory. Worthy of the praise. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your most holy way. do that which need to be done right now by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, continue to look down upon the ones that yet still need a touch in their physical bodies, that yet still stand in need of a touch of surge in the anointing to go through them and fix every wrong thing. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, visit the body of Mother Bibi on this morning, Queenie May, Caroline, and Patricia on this morning. God, visit the bodies of Deacon Boykin and Deacon Boykin again on this morning. Mighty God, look down upon Auntie Dakia and do that which she need done. You are God. You are the King of Kings. You are God. You are the Lord of Lords. You got all power in the palm of your hand. And every sickness has got to bow down under your righteous authority. Every manner of disease has got to come subject. When you say come subject on this morning, we're leaning and depending on you to turn it around and work it out on their behalf. We're leaning and depending on you to do that which need to be done. For you are God, you are King, you are righteous, you are holy. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the praise on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, look down upon Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger, that no matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what he's trying, that he don't get no victory over them, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, everything that you have done is standing true, is standing authentic, and is standing up to the test of time, and you are releasing them into the place where you want them to stand, and you're doing that inside of them which you want to do, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, every situation and every circumstance is coming subject on this morning in the name of Jesus. You're regulating and balancing it out and working it out on their behalf, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that sickness will never visit their homes. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that every demonic arrow that's been sent out against them is being destroyed by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, that they might live healthy and strong, that they might live in the name of Jesus, that Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger, they might live to declare the works of the Most High God, and the enemy won't be able to cut them off before their time. The enemy won't be able to destroy the work that you have put in their hands, that by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, everything that need to be done is being released. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're releasing that which need to be released. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. That is who you are. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God alone. And we say thank you. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is righteous. Your name alone is holy. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way upon the lives of our children, one by one and name by name. Do that which need to be done in the lives of our children, that the enemy don't get to sift them as wheat, that the enemy don't get to destroy them before their time, that the enemy don't get to laden them down with sickness and manners of disease, but that by the power and the anointing of the blood of Jesus, that our children are covered from the crown of their head to the very sole of their feet, that no weapon that try to form against them is going to be able to prosper, and every tongue that try to rise up against them is going to be condemned, that by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, every evil thing, every wicked thing, every foul thing is being uprooted and removed out of the path and out of the trajectory of our children, that they will know that you are God, that you are covering them, that you are keeping them, that you are protecting them, that the gunman can't gun them down, the sex trafficker can't take them away, the kidnapper can't snatch them up, that by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost, everything concerning our children is being made good, that you are God, the King of Glory, you are God, Lord Almighty, and you're moving by your power and by your authority and by your spirit, that you are doing that which need to be done. You're taking care of that which need to be taken care of. You're working out that which need to be worked out. You are God, and you are God alone, and you are doing what need to be done in the lives of our children. That Harmony and Anona and Victor and Jayla and Jocelyn and Joy and Carter, Nehemiah, Liza, Genesis, Karina, Josiah, Marlon, in the name of Jesus, Desiree and Sarah and David Ray and Trevin and Jason and Jaquan and Deontay and Keyshawn, Michaela and Nakaya, Bella and Sarah again, Clay and Joshua and Jackson, you got them, Father, in the palm of your hands, and what you're doing on this morning is you're keeping them. What you're doing on this morning is you're protecting them. What you're doing on this morning is you're shielding them, that no matter what the enemy has sent out against them, every evil word that's been sent out against them is being removed. Every wicked setup that's been devised against them is being destroyed. That by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, that our children, they will never lay in an early grave. That our children, they will never sit behind jail bars. That our children, they are leaders and not followers. That our children, they are going to do that which you have anointed them to be able to do. That our children are being and becoming and doing that which you said can be done. It's by the power and the anointing of the blood that you are moving, that you are working, and you are doing what need to be done. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, the King of Glory, and you are moving right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, your Lord Almighty, and you're working it out right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you're doing what need to be done right now. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the honor, is worthy of the glory, is worthy of the praise. You are God, and we say thank you. You are God, and we say thank you. You are God, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, Lord Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Holy God, righteous God, mighty God, we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are King, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are righteous, understanding that you are holy, understanding that you are worthy of the praise and the honor and the glory. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God. We glorify you. You are God. We magnify you. You are God. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. For you are God. And we say thank you. For you are God. And we say thank you. Right now in the name of Jesus. Guide us on today. Shield us on today. Protect us on today. That the words that come out of our mouth do not negate the things that you are trying to release into our lives. That we will walk in faith with no space for doubt. that no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what he's trying and no matter what he's doing, that he cannot destroy what you have placed on the inside of us, that we will look toward the hills from which cometh our help, because we understand that all help come from above, and we don't got to worry about what's being done right now. We got to know that you have already seen the end, and if we stand, we will be victorious even in the midst of this. So give us that which we need on today, that we might stand. Give us that which we need on today, that we might remain. Give us that which we need on today, that we may be able to navigate through the things that are being tossed in our direction. That by the authority and the power of the blood, that we will be able to say that we know a God that can do everything but fail. And we can know it for ourselves. Guide us on today. Shield us on today. Protect us on today. That this world can't do us any harm. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, for you are King, for you are Lord, for you are mighty in battle. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. We give you honor right now in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God alone. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. And we say thank you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
As we leave prayer today, but never the presence of the Most High God, we want to take with us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that he may walk with us throughout this day and keep us encouraged, knowing that the blood of Jesus is covering us, shielding us, and protecting us from all harm and danger. If you would like to submit a prayer request or praise report by text message, please do so at 843-790-4229. If you prefer to email, you can do that as well at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to sow a seed into this prayer movement, please feel free by Zelle or PayPal at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you prefer to use Cash App, that tag would be $seeingwithoutseeing. Understand on today that you must have faith and no room for doubt. And the Lord God Almighty, he will bring you out.